The prescribing cascade. My sister-in-law has a good friend, Carol, who is 75 years old and takes 15 different prescription medicines. And that's not counting her multivitamin or her blood glucose test strips. She was concerned that Carol could be taking too many medicines and asked me to help. Carol agreed to send me her current list of allergies, medical conditions, and medicines. Over the past several months, Carol had complained to my sister-in-law that she just felt so tired, too tired to do the things she always used to have fun doing, and ended up in the hospital twice over the winter for lung problems. She kept telling her friends, "Boy, it's no fun getting old." But what if her fatigue is not from getting older, but instead from taking too much medicine? Over one-third of older adults take 5 or more prescription medicines. If you count vitamins and supplements, the number of people taking 5 or more medicines doubles to about 67%. Part of the reason older Americans take so many medicines is that as we get older, we collect more chronic ailments. And the most common treatment doctors use for most medical conditions is medicines. Taking too much medication actually has a name, polypharmacy. What is polypharmacy? The word poly means much or many. So polypharmacy literally means many medicines. But it's not defined by a particular number of medicines, a specific number, but by whether you take more medicines than absolutely medically necessary. Why is polypharmacy dangerous? It's dangerous because the more medicines we take, the more they can interact with each other and cause harmful side effects, ranging from fatigue to confusion to an increased risk of falls. So who is at risk for polypharmacy? Older adults like Carol, who live in their own homes, are more likely to be at risk of taking multiple medicines for the same things, or new medicines to treat the side effects of one of their current medicines. Polypharmacy is even more likely if, like Carol, they see a specialist or more than one specialist or have been recently hospitalized. So how does polypharmacy happen? When you visit a physician, people expect something to happen and they're not often disappointed. Between 50 and 75% of emergency room and clinic visits result in the doctor prescribing a new medicine for you. Doctors feel pressure to provide some kind of tangible care, and medications are the most common form of medical treatment in the United States. One preventable problem is that sometimes new prescriptions are not treating an original condition. Instead, they can be prescribed to address a side effect of one of the medicines that you're already taking. There's even a name for this, the prescribing cascade. Several factors create conditions for polypharmacy and the prescribing cascade to happen. One of these risk factors is your doctor not having complete information and current information on the medicines that you're already taking or have already tried. Another risk factor is seeing multiple doctors, including specialists, who only treat you for one specific issue. They often don't see the entire picture and may not even be aware of what your other doctors have already prescribed. Being admitted to the hospital for a new or worsening medical condition is another reason people end up on too many medicines. Doctors will often add medicines during a hospital stay, which may not be necessary once your condition stabilizes and improves. Too often these medicines are continued after your loved one is discharged back home. One of the most dangerous polypharmacy situations is taking two medicines for the same thing. When you get a new prescription medicine, does your doctor explain whether you add it to the ones that you're currently taking, or is it supposed to replace an older medicine with this new one? And if it does replace a current drug, Which one are you supposed to stop? Using a mail order pharmacy can also contribute to polypharmacy and the prescribing cascade. Mail order medicines can take a week or more until they arrive. Will you still remember what the doctor told you about your new prescription? Are you supposed to stop one of your medicines when you start this new one? Using more than one pharmacy also hampers the ability of pharmacists to recognize unnecessary or dangerous combinations of medicines because you don't get all of your prescriptions in one place. Why does polypharmacy tend to continue? Well, there's issues that physicians can be reluctant to change another doctor's orders, especially if a medicine is from a specialist. The power and status of specialists can make physicians reluctant to make changes. Another aspect is our fragmented medical care system. New and relevant information about you from specialists isn't always shared with your other doctors promptly, which creates gaps in knowledge about what has already happened to you. When this vital information is missing, your doctor can prescribe medicines that you've already tried and failed or are even allergic to. Another reason polypharmacy tends to continue is fear. Some patients become anxious about stopping a medicine that they were told by a doctor that they would be on for life. They might feel that when a clinician suggests that they reduce or stop that medicine, that the doctor's giving up on them. Do certain medicines cause more trouble than others? Unfortunately, yes. Some medicines cause more side effects in older adults than others. As we age, we gradually lose our ability to tolerate certain drugs. Adults over 65 years old are far more likely to experience dizziness, fatigue, and confusion from medicines, much more so than younger people. To avoid the prescribing cascade, any new symptom you experience should be considered a possible side effect of your medicine until proven otherwise. Here are 6 ways to protect yourself from polypharmacy and the prescribing cascade. Number 1, watch out when starting or changing medication. After starting a new medicine or after a dose adjustment of one of your medicines, report any problems that you notice to your doctor right away. It's better to decrease or change that medicine than end up on an additional one treating its side effects. Number 2, keep a complete list of all your medicines and supplements. Include all the non-prescription medicines and supplements you currently take and any allergies or adverse experiences you have had with any specific drug in the past. Number 3, take your current medication list to every medical visit. Whenever and wherever you receive medical care, give a copy of your medication list to your regular doctor, the emergency department physician, any specialist you see, even your dentist and chiropractor. Make sure they are up to date on your medicines. Number 4, keep that medication list updated. After any hospital stay or appointment with a physician, update your medication list with any new or discontinued medicines. Also, if they change the dose, make sure you mark that as well. Ask for a summary of the hospital stay or the specialist appointment that includes any new plans or drugs and use that to update your current list. Number 5, clarify any new medicine as either something to add or to replace another medicine. Whenever you receive a new prescription medicine, make sure you understand from the doctor whether it is to be added to what you're already taking or to replace one of your current medicines, as well as which medicine you need to stop. Number 6, ask your pharmacist, the medication specialist. If you have questions about whether medicines belong together or could be duplications, your pharmacist is a great resource. Thanks for listening. This is Louise Ackie with Medication Insider.